Calendar's library has recently crunched last year's numbers, and the results are more inspiring than a shelf full of self-help books. Despite the many challenges 2021 laid out, the library managed to break old records, the library's CEO Melissa Soans explained. The numbers were better than the 2020 numbers by far, Soans said, pointing out that new memberships increased as 126 new patrons signed up for a card this past year. Of those, 33% were between the ages of 25 to 54. For 26 weeks, the library was only open for curbside service, half of the year. We were really shocked by that, Soans said, but that did not stop people from borrowing the goods within. Last year, 17,719 items were circulated. Soans noted that the community is very supportive of the library, and staff strive to strengthen connections between the library and patrons. During the pandemic, staff added a few initiatives to help keep the library's material accessible. For instance, if you had a taste for Tolstoy but could not leave your home due to lockdowns or quarantine, the library would deliver the classic tome to you. The library also started loaning puzzles and games, both of which became very popular, which also helped to increase the loan numbers. See. Calendar Library now delivers another initiative the library introduced was loaning out mobile Wi-Fi hotspots, which allow people to connect to the internet through Wi-Fi-enabled devices they already own, such as a laptop, smartphone, or tablet, through a cellular network. These hotspots were meant to encourage local seniors to connect with the online world. The library also lends iPads and Android tablets. The plan worked, as 98 weeks of at-home internet access was provided by the library in 2021. On top of that, 203 lessons were provided, both in person and virtually, to help patrons get set up and begin surfing the digital waves. See. Get your game on at Calendar Public Library. Kobo e-readers, audiobook devices, snowshoes, walking poles, are all available for loan, which helped bolster circulation numbers as well. The library also has a Cricut Maker patrons can use on site to help their crafting visions become reality. The goal and mandate of the library is to meet the needs of the community, Soans said, and the community has been very involved with the library this past year. In 2021, the library hosted 149 programs that attracted 4,188 participants. Some of our programs saw a significant increase in participation, Soans said, and we're really excited about 2022. With restrictions lifting, staff hope to host more in-person programming, and we're looking forward to doing all the library things that we haven't been able to do. David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Beta Day, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.